Beloved radio friends, we greet you again in the precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus. We welcome you again to the study of the precious Word of God as we again present Israel, the nation of Israel, as the light of the world. I would like to ask my listeners, do you have any conception that one of the smallest nations of the earth today, a nation that has only been in existence in our day, a little over 20 years, is going to be the greatest and the most glorious nation in the world? That, my beloved, is the teaching of the prophetic word of God. God not only is able to write history regarding that which is past or present, but even that which is to come. The future of Israel. We read again from the prophecy of Zechariah chapter 4, the first 6 verses of this chapter. The angel that talked with me came again and waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick or a lampstand all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and its 7 lamps thereon, and 7 pipes to the 7 lamps which are upon the top thereon. And 2 olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereon. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these be? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. May God bless the reading of his word. May you and I rejoice that God has given us this wonderful book, the Bible, that we might know the future. My beloved radio friend, I hope that you are concerned about your own personal future. And I trust that the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, that your future may be in his eternal and blessed hands. You'll have a happy future if Christ is your Savior. But in relation to our studies concerning the nation of Israel, what the prophet was given, and may I remind you, this vision was given to the prophet approximately 2300 to 2400 years ago. And God gave the prophet a vision of this lampstand of gold, symbolizing the glory and the light of Israel, and Israel being in that coming day of her glory, the light of the world, shining forth the radiance of God's glory to the nations of the world. My beloved, let me reemphasize, take a good look. Look at that nation of Israel today. See it surrounded by her enemies. Recognize that it is yet, as we have already noted, to pass through the darkest experience ever known by Israel since it became a nation, through the great tribulation. But out of the fires of the great tribulation, God will bring a remnant of that people to become the greatest nation for the glory of God upon the earth. Now we have already noted that it will shine for the glory of God, and that righteousness and salvation to all the world through Israel will be revealed. But there's a lesson in our chapter that we should learn. For what made the prophet marvel was this. As he saw the lampstand, he saw a bowl over the top of it. He saw 7 pipes going from the bowl to each lamp. And he saw 2 olive trees, one on either side of the bowl, and from these two olive trees, he wondered how there came to pass a spontaneous and a plentiful supply of oil. Now let me go with you in memory to the tabernacle of long ago, as well as to the old temple of long ago. The lampstand in the tabernacle of Moses, as well as in the temple, depended upon oil for the shining out of the light. And the oil was supplied by the offerings of the people. And it was the work of Aaron and his sons, the priests who followed, to trim and to light the lamp every morning and evening in the tabernacle or in the temple. But when the prophet Zechariah looks at this lampstand, he finds that the source of the oil is not the people, but two olive trees, one on the right hand and one on the left hand, feeding the oil into the bowl and thus through the pipe to each lamp. He marvels at it and says to the angel that talked with him, "What are these, my lord?" The angel said, "Don't you know what they be?" I said, "No, my lord." Now listen to these words. Then the angel answered and spake unto me, saying, "This is the word of the Lord. Unto Zerubbabel," meaning Zerubbabel was the prince of Judah, the living heir to the throne of David in the day of Zechariah. "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Now let us recognize the meaning of these words. That Israel will shine in a future day of glory, not by might. And may I remind you, the Hebrew word signifies not by the gathering together of great forces, by the gathering together of a great army. And then, nor by power, not by any personal might, not by any personal strength, but the flow of that glory and the shining out of Israel's light is by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. I'm sure that my fellow believers that have done any studying in the Word of God, and I hope all of you do that, I'm sure if you have, you have noted again and again in the scriptures of truth that oil is often typical of the Holy Spirit of God. And may I say, my beloved, that in the day of Israel's glory, when she shall shine as a nation, the power of the Holy Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit will be manifested and will flow through the delightful testimony of Israel in that coming day. Yes, what the prophet sees is from the two olive trees, oil is fed into the bowl. Spontaneously, the oil flows from the golden bowl and down through the golden pipe to the golden lamp, and the light shines with the divine brilliancy of the glory of God. My beloved, may I say, there is no doubt, when we look at the checkered history of Israel, we recognize the failure of the nation to shine for the glory of God. But the prophet is told, not only for Israel, but even for Zerubbabel, who was the prince of Judah in that day, that it would be the Spirit of the Lord who would enable Zerubbabel, together with Joshua and their contemporaries, to rebuild even the foundation of the house of the Lord and the temple in that day. But in the coming day, when the millennial temple will be built, when Israel will shine as a nation for the Lord, it will be not by the gathering together of great armies or mighty forces, nor by personal strength, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, the light of Israel will shine. What a joy to recognize the quality of the testimony. It will be pure gold, and there will be the golden oil of the Holy Spirit spontaneously flowing through the redeemed nation, lighting the world with the glory of God. Please may I repeat, I wish you to realize, though you and I today see Israel weak and yet valiantly standing against all our enemies and determined to stand and will, though she shall indeed be visited with terrific judgment and persecution that shall never have been equal before, yet when the Lord Jesus Christ, her Messiah, comes to the earth with his saints in glory, the nation of Israel and the godly remnant will be delivered. And when the king priest is upon his throne, Israel will shine as the light of the world. Do you remember that when the Lord Jesus was upon the earth, he said, I am the light of the world? And what a joy to know he was the light of the world. And that light shone in the darkness. And the light of the world desires to shine into your heart as well as into my heart, my beloved listener. And then may I remind you that even the church has been called to be a light to shine in the darkness and in the midst of a perverse and a wicked generation of people. And even we who belong to the church, how flickering is our light. But let us be reminded it is only by the power of the Holy Spirit the light of the glory of the Lord can shine in and through any heart or any people of God at any time. But again we repeat, the day is coming when the nation of Israel will shine for the glory of God as the light of the world. May God remind our hearts that He, the Lord Jesus, is coming again. And may He remind your heart, my beloved sinner friend, if unsaved, you need the Savior, and you should find Him before it's too late. Shall we pray? Father, illumine these truths to the hearts and minds and consciences of all, to the glory of God and the blessing of all, in Jesus' name, Amen.